It's later, we're back at mine. We're sitting by the back door, drinking beer. I have this desire to capture the incredible zero liability. I don't know if it can be done. Ether's fucking with you, your wallet. Fucking the ethers, yeah man, they think they're liable for nothing. It can't be easy for them.
They are liable for nothing. They are the ultimate of liable for nothing.
You've got to see it as like, it's always trying to teach you something. It's always trying to teach you something, make you stronger, make you wiser. The trick is not to take it personal, man. You go, shut off, fucking Ether stole my wallet. Ether stole my backing. You've got to say they're trying to, yeah, like, okay, can we run with that one? The trick is just to let go of being human.
Tell the story about the wallet.
Okay. I lost my wallet on Thursday. I pulled it out of my bag. When I pulled it out of my bag, I put it on the table. Then we went out and we had a big night and I got absolutely smashed. And I did horrible things that my spirit, my ether, was probably not really completely happy with. And I lost myself. Like, and then when I came back
can
on...
Can I just say, like, I've been walking around the streets afraid to go to work. Not afraid, in a sense, afraid, not wanting to go to work. My horrible job that I'm trapped in.
Ether is a...
And I walk around the city.
Physics,
I walk around the city.
Messed about energy.
I walk around the city and just become completely liable for nothing. Like I'm just this point of awareness, man, walking around the city, drifting around, and I have no characteristics. I'm just totally empty, formless void. I was lost, but totally, but beautiful, liberated. There's nothing. There's nothing there. There's just this single point of awareness that may or may not be wandering around a city. And it's beautiful. I'm free.
Said he's an artist at his work.
But at the same time, it's terrifying because you realize you've lost yourself. You've lost your own awareness of being anything in particular. You're just an ether. And it must be hard for them. No wonder they steal people's wallets. No wonder they steal people's wallets. It must be frustrating for them not having a physical body, not having a consciousness that they can use to affect, like, or maybe not. Who knows? Anyway, Ether stole your wallet.
Ether stole my wallet. Yeah. I searched the whole house.
Searched the whole fucking house, top to bottom.
Top to fucking bottom.
Talked to the house.
Everyone did. I even did the whole...
Where's my wallet
gone?
I've lost my wallet.
Second eyes, third eyes, fourth eyes. Anyone
all
that
the eyes were open.
House,
the house brain was totally dedicated.
Fucking house brain was dedicated to the whole wallet search of Meg. We did it. Anyone that walked into the house, have you seen my wallet? Go have a walk around the house. If you see this wallet, no one saw it.
No.
I had one idea.
Where the fuck has this wallet gone?
I had one idea where it was, like in physical reality, like where would I have put it? In this pile of clothes I had at the end of my bed. And I went through those piles of clothes and it wasn't there. It wasn't in those pile of clothes. So I put all those clothes away and I walked back into the lounge room and I went, okay, so I've got to call Medicare and I've got to call Medibank and I've got to fucking call all the libraries that I'm involved in. I went through my wallet and I walked into the lounge room as I'd done for the last 5 days where my wallet was missing, where we'd all searched.
Top to bottom, inside out.
And there it was, sitting on the arm of the couch chair. Like someone had placed it there. And I thought, okay, Chloe or Ben have found it and they've put it there and they've just gone off to work. They got home from work and they were like, no, we didn't find it. Now, think my housemates are lying and playing games? No.
No.
You've met them, Barnaby. Not those kind of people.
Ben and Chloe are not the type who would do such a thing.
So, basically, something came and put it back in the most obvious place. Yet no one that would ever play those games would ever do that.
And you know what?
So, I ask myself the question of, I don't know the answer. And I say,
any
I don't know the question
any
to any of the answers.
You know what? Your wallet was sitting there on the arm of the sofa the whole fucking time, right in front of everyone's face. But
we searched the whole fucking
you
place.
You searched the whole fucking house.
We gave third and fourth eyes to that house to look for that wallet. And it was sitting there the whole time.
It was sitting there the whole time.
And three out of five of those people knew exactly what the wallet
looked
like.
What's the moral of the story? Is there a lesson? Is there a lesson here? There must be some kind.
Meg, get your fucking act together.
That is all.
It's all the Ethers have ever been saying to me. Do you know how many nights I spent at Dutchie's house having this conversation with her after she died?
You were asking me about this Dutchie. You asked me a question about
Dutchie. After she died, and
what
then
do you think about Dutchie?
Every night she'd come down Dutchie to me and we'd have these arguments. Me and all these other different fucking Ethers, we'd have these fucking arguments. And then they stopped one night. And
they
all they'd
away
ever say
to
me.
They went away. They just
why,
gave
Meg?
Up.
Some of them would stay with me. Some of them have always stayed with me. That's my secret. I'll stay with that. But she would come to me every night and I'd hear the footsteps down the steps. And I'd be like, Dutchie, please just go away. Please, whoever you
she
are,
was
just
like,
go
no,
away.
No, you have to understand. I have to make you understand. You have to, like when she grabbed me, when she gave me this ashtray right here. I remember it was in front of our mum.
She came right into my room
and
one
she
night.
She knew she was
right
going to die.
Right into my fucking room.
She knew she
room.
Was
going to
die
beyond
really
the closet.
Soon. And she and grabbed said, me and she stared at me like the manic intensity in her eyes. I've never seen anything like it. She gave me this ashtray in front of our mum. At the time, I was totally fighting this battle of wills with our mum about smoking inside. Like, I would just continue to smoke in my room.
You know what she said to
night,
me? All she said to me. She's like, I'm not a bad
allowed.
Woman.
She was like, you know what, Barnaby? You have to do what you want. In life, you have to do what you want. You have to not let anyone tell you what to do. You've got to do what you want to do.
Well, imagine having an Aoife do that to you night after night after night for two fucking weeks.
The force of her whole fucking 80 fucking however many years of her life, she was grabbing me and trying to implant this message in my brain.
Well, imagine having an Aoife do that to you for 2 weeks in a row.
Jesus, you poor bitch.
She used to come down the stairs, and one night she went, look. She pointed up at the washing line. And there was a fucking owl sitting there. As soon as I saw it, it flew away. It's like, that's what makes me real. Every single night for 2 weeks, and then it stopped. It stopped dead. It fucking stopped dead on its place. It just stopped every night, and every night she'd
what
get
triggered
closer.
That? What do you think triggered that?
Flea-ridden fucking hole. And every night she'd come down to me. And I wasn't smoking. I'd given up smoking. I'd given up drinking, I'd given up everything. All I wanted to do was dance to my music and paint my pictures and draw my sketches. And every night, I'd go out and just have that one cigarette a night, and she'd come down the stairs, and I'd be like, please, just leave me alone. And she's like, no, I need you to understand. I need you to... And I feel horrible saying this. Maybe I'm saying it because she wants you to understand as well.
No doubt.
2 weeks. No 2 weeks solid this happened. And then it just stopped.
And do you think it's like she gave up?
And I had a peace with her. I have a peace with her. And it's mine.
You and
Dutchie and I still
so
fucking
similar.
Hate her.
You and Dutchie are so fucking similar. It's not even funny. You still hate her.
No, I still hate her because I hate her for what she became.
Yeah, totally. That's my worst fear is winding up like Dutchie. It's basically my worst fear. Because I can see it happening so
sickening. It's not my worst fear.
Yeah, maybe not yours, but it's mine. I can see it happening so sickeningly easily. She was bitter and twisted and hated everybody, hated herself. She was just sinking in this horrible fucking vat of...
Dude, but she had a great life before that.
Yeah, she did.
Basically,
it's a shame she couldn't
appreciate
it.
Basically, everyone hated her afterwards.
But she wound up making everyone hate her.
She used to drive down to the cross. And her family was bigoted. And her husband was bigoted. And she was bigoted in herself. And she couldn't control the bigotness.
She was consumed by bitterness
she
and
was
hatred.
No, she was consumed.
She was consumed by bitterness
by
and hatred.
By social norms.
Social norms.
Social norms and social be right and social be wrong and social be the things I justify the things
and
to my
stupid
life.
Stupid liability. She was consumed by liability.
She wasn't consumed by anything really. She still lived an amazing life.
Yeah.
Did you ever...
Oh,
look
yeah.
through her life
oh, yeah.
after she died.
Yeah,
did you ever go through that house and the amazing things that
I
she'd
didn't go
seen
through it to
done,
the extent that you
and
did,
and the books
but I
that
know
she
about
read,
it. Oh my God.
And the things and the life that she'd fucking lived.
Yep.
No,
I didn't go through
no,
it.
You didn't.
No, I didn't. But
you
I know about it.
Never saw her
I know
death.
About
you
it, but
never
I appreciate
saw any of
no,
it.
No, but babe, Do you not see?
The woman lived an amazing life.
Oh, I know it. I know it. Don't argue with
me. We all hate her in the family. Don't argue. I hate her as much as you.
I don't hate her. I don't hate her. No, I don't hate her. That's the thing.
I hate her for hating my mother.
Because we have a different... That's the thing. I haven't been through the detritus of her life the way you have.
I hate her for the things she hated herself about.
Just shut up for a minute. But the thing about Dutchie is that I totally understand Dutchie. I think I can totally see what you... Yeah, actually, you do. Don't give me that snoop.
Have you ever read Sexus, Nexus, and Plexus?
No.
Because she had. Have you ever read Alice in Wonderland? And, like, read it when you're this age, and then read it again when you're, like, 50?
Yep, I've done that. I'm not 50 yet, but I have done that. The point is that I totally...
She was an amazing woman.
Can you shut up for a second? I totally understand Dutchie and where she's coming from, because I can see myself winding up exactly like Dutchie.
The way in which that she is
universally hated by her family, I can see myself. Already I am universally hated by my family for precisely the same reasons. I totally understand Dutchie. And that's
the thing. So you're more like Dutchie than
I am. I'm more like Dutchie than you are. I'm basically the Dutchie of my family, and the horror is winding up like her.
Thing is that Dutchie, at your age, she didn't give a fuck.
She didn't give a fuck.
She had a husband, and you know what? When she couldn't give him what she needed, she took him to the cross to get what he needed, because she respected that he needed that. She was an amazing fucking woman.
That's the thing. Everyone's so nasty about Dutchie, and I'm on her side.
I'll still be nasty about Dutchie.
You'll still be nasty about it, but I won't, actually, because I totally understand.
You didn't experience those 2 weeks. Did I ever tell you what happened after those 2 weeks that made me understand Dutchie?
I feel like killing you right now, because I keep trying to make this point and you were just not listening.
I know you understand Dutchie. I'm just saying that after 2 weeks I was haunted completely by this amazing woman.
Mm.
Good. He was well, trying to drive into me. All we've, the same things the that same she thing. She we've alive had thing. Trying to drive into you. But dead... You know, this woman had died. She got hit by a fucking car. And I went and lived in her place. And I got haunted and drilled every night by this fucking spirit. Every fucking night.
Go, Dutchie. Keep on having that incredible, indomitable will. I tried to fucking
just live my life.
Keep on having that indomitable will to fucking make your point. I know you're not joking me. I know.
And I asked Dad.
All I'm asking you to do is recognize that from my own perspective, I haven't had the experience that you've had. But I've also had experiences that you haven't had.
I said to Dad on the last fucking night.
I know exactly what you mean.
I said to Dad on the last fucking night.
This is the frustrating thing that I always seem to find myself arguing with people about the fact that we actually think exactly the same thing and see exactly the same thing. But somehow we wind up arguing about it. What is that about? What is the dynamic there that we can see exactly the same thing and basically be in perfect agreement, and yet somehow we are arguing? What is that about?
God knows.
No, God doesn't know. I must know.
I don't know, but can I just put confirmity to that story? It's just to say that this did literally happen for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And then on the last night that it didn't happen, I said to Dad, "What's changed?" And our father said... He's apparently a completely non to this scientific nerd. Went, I don't know. Well, we moved our ashes out to Manar on Sunday night. And that Sunday night, none of that ever happened. True story.
True story. True fucking story.
She got moved along.